When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat. Tired Terry has entered the chat.
Hello, my Christmas angel! How are ya? In bed! Or still up? Finally! I've met someone more tired than me! Or you're just too lazy to answer. Okay, goodbye. I have an early Christmas present for you.
Oh, sorry. Yep, I'm here. Apologies for the wait. Yeah, my drains have just been playing up in my flat and it absolutely reeks in here. So yeah, I've just been like opening the windows and trying to let a bit of air in. Tell me more about this Christmas present. What is it?
It's thick, hard, and you have to sit on my lap to enjoy it.
I know what it is. Are you going to read me A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens?
Nope. It's a Christmas cock!
I thought so.
And it's all yours.
Terry, here's a bit of role play for you. Let me sit on your lap.
Here, climb on up. Are you going to sit on my Christmas cracker?
No, Terry, but what I am going to do is tell a Christmas carol through talking to real people in chat rooms. I don't know how it's going to work, but it's going to work, okay?
Or you could come to Blackpool and sit on my face.
All right, yeah. Shut up and listen. You know, when I was younger, I used to vomit with excitement every Christmas. But nowadays, I've lost my lust for it. Maybe doing some Christmas tunes in this bodybuilding chat room will make me feel more Christmassy. Okay, fellas, let's do some carol singing. On the first day of Christmas, my true love gave to me
a vibrator with a battery.
A session of face sitting.
A gangbang and bukkake.
Three cock rings.
An all over sensual massage, lingering on all the sensitive bits. Please come to York.
And an energetic tongue for thee.
Ah.
Three huge erections.
Jesus
it
Christ.
Needs a milking. My cock.
Yeah, okay. Oh my God, this is not working. This is not
my
working
My gangbang and bukkake.
This is not working. Okay, let's just get on with Christmas Carol. I obviously don't like Christmas, do I? Okay, yeah. Cook boy. Has entered the chat. Okay, you ready? You understand everything?
Yeah, I do.
So I'm Scrooge, yeah? And you're Bob Cratchit.
Okay, should we start?
Yep, go for it. Don't be shy.
Our office is terribly cold, sir. Could I add some more coal to the fire?
Okay. I just need to add one thing quickly. So, I'm not your usual Scrooge. For one thing, I'm a woman putting a hot new spin on Christmas Carol. Yeah? Secondly, I'm not, like, too old that I can't be hot. So 60-ish, you know, I still look completely bangable. You know, think of Meryl Streep in Devil Wears Prada, you know, type of thing. I'm thinking my outfit's like a head-to-toe, patent leather kind of thing going on. And, yeah, I got some of those 1950s style glasses that I glance over the top of. Yeah, anyway, what are you wearing?
Oh, I'm not sure, maybe rags?
Aren't we like an accountant or something?
It's some kind of business, I think.
God, and you're wearing rags? That's shit, isn't it?
I like it. I think it really highlights that you're the boss, the difference in power.
Yeah, anyway. You ask me again about the coal?
Our office is terribly cold, sir. Could I add some more coal to the fire?
Bob Cratchit, right? See those little rags that you're wearing? Take them off.
Yes, miss. I take them off.
Better think twice before you ask for more heat next time, yeah?
Yes, miss.
Cook boy, I'm reading here that Scrooge is supposed to be horrible to Bob Cratchit.
Yeah, he/she treats him pretty mean.
How am I supposed to be horrible to Bob Cratchit if Bob Cratchit's getting off on it? Does that actually mean that I'm giving him, like, the Christmas gift of treating him like shit?
Lol. Yeah, I see what you mean.
Okay, back to the story. So you're nude in the office. I've made you remove your rags and then I throw them in the fire. There you go, Bob. That'll keep the place warm. Now, I heard that you were going to ask me something about Christmas Day.
Yes, I was going to ask if I could have tomorrow off work to spend with my family. I have a son who's ill.
What's the son's name?
Tiny Tim.
Can we call him something else for copyright reasons?
Tiny Tin?
Tiny Tin?
Sorry, lol. I meant Tiny Jim.
I prefer Tiny Tin. So, you want Christmas Day off? So you want Christmas Day off to spend with your Tiny Tin, Well, according to the law, I have to. I wouldn't usually, but I have to. I wouldn't ever usually, but I do have to.
Thank you so much, miss. Is there any tasks you would like me to do before tomorrow?
Do you run out now and get a turkey?
No, I think that's someone else. That's not Bob.
Right, can someone else go out now and just get a turkey for me then?
I think that's right at the end of the film.
Okay, so I've been a bastard, right? Let's bring it tonight now. It's Christmas Eve. I go back to my house and I peel off my patent leather bodysuit thing that I've been wearing. I get into bed completely nude. I try going to sleep, but then in the middle of the night, I hear a creaking down the hallway. I slip out of bed, put on my 1950s style glasses, and peer around the corner to see who's there.
Scrooge.
Oh my God.
Scrooge.
Who's there?
It's your old business partner. I've been sent to warn you.
But you're dead! What are you wearing?
It's rags again.
Rags again? You're not even the same character.
I know, but with chains this time.
Take them off.
Yes, miss. I remove my rags and chains.
You're nude again. I throw them in the fire.
For warmth?
Yep.
Thank you, miss.
So why are you here, business partner?
I'm here to tell you you'll be visited by three ghosts at 1 a.m, 2 a.m, and 3 a.m.
Okay, why?
I have no idea.
I don't know if either of us really know A Christmas Carol well enough to pull this off. Have you got the Wikipedia in front of you?
Yeah, I've read it. I think the three ghosts are trying to warn him about what might happen to Tiny Tin or himself.
I thought they were warning him about what would happen to him if he didn't do a certain thing. I really don't know. Just go with what you think. I'm relying on you.
It could be for both those reasons.
Okay, well, while we sort this out, let's just have a little break. I'm going to go and visit an amateur hypnosis chat room.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Dreamweaver has entered the chat.
Hi.
Hey, darling. Are you looking to be hypnotized?
Yeah, I am actually.
Okay. So I just need to check if you've been hypnotised before.
Yeah, I can't remember. I don't think so.
Okay. Are you looking to be hypnotised erotically? Or are you looking for help with anything?
Some help with stuff would be good. Yeah, I want to forget some past stuff.
What are you looking to forget? Some traumatic memories?
Yeah, I'm thinking like whole of childhood, teenage years, early 20s.
Right. Okay. Well, this could be a big job, but yes, I can help you.
Maybe mid-20s, maybe late-20s too. That would be brill. I just want to forget it all, if possible.
Okay. It might take some time. Shall we start?
Yeah, I'm raring to go.
Okay. I want you to get very comfortable. Sit back and relax. Read my words and do as I say.
Cool.
Okay. I want you to take a deep breath in and then exhale. I want you to do that a couple of times.
Oh, I have a memory in mind that I want to get rid of.
Yes. Tell me.
Yeah, a few years ago, right, I took what I thought was that heart necklace from Titanic onto Dickinson's real deal to get valued. You know, the one she chucks into the sea at the end. I found it in a puddle in Grimsby. Turns out it's just some crap from Claire's accessories. I was so distraught, I got wasted and I tried to get off with David Dickinson. He's got a wife and everything. He didn't want me and he could do a lot better if I'm honest.
I want you to get a solid image of this David in your mind.
Okay, I can see him.
Picture David, his face smiling. Maybe he is waving. Now, I want you to breathe in deeply. And with every exhale, I want you to imagine the image of David slowly getting further and further away.
Ah, yes, yes, he's going. It's working.
Goodbye, David. Keep breathing slowly.
Oh, well, yeah, it really works. Yeah, I can't remember the Dickinson's real deal incident.
Now, I want you to imagine all the stress leaving your body from your head to your shoulders, to your toes, down your arms, out your fingers.
David's come back.
Focus on him. Now, push him away.
David Dickinson, get out of my life.
Okay. Now, I want to bring you slowly back to the surface. So, with each exhale, I want you to come back to the present. Okay? How are you feeling? Calm and relaxed, maybe A little nervous?
I feel great. Yeah, to be honest, that issue was so traumatising. I've not just forgotten the memory, but also all the years running up to it and a few after it. That's brilliant.
Oh, that's excellent.
Thank you, Dreamweaver.
What I'm thinking is we should pause for now. I would be delighted to carry this on as private sessions over Zoom for a small fee. Let me give you my email address.
Wow, so realistically, you could pretty much make me forget most of my life in just a few sessions.
Yes, I can.
Amazing. Amazing. Real conversations. Reenacted. For you. Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat. Okay, back to Christmas Carol. Okay, I've gone back to bed. I think my ex-business partner is talking absolute shite. I'm going to bed. I fall into a deep sleep.
The clock strikes one. Bing bong.
Who's there?
Woo, an apparition floats into your room. It's the ghost of Christmas past.
Can we change the name of the ghost because of copyright reasons?
The Christmas past ghost?
Maybe try another.
The past at Christmas and it's a ghost?
Okay.
Okay, we're going to go back in time. Take my hand. I put my see-through bluish hand out.
Can I just ask what this ghost is wearing?
Victorian clothes, maybe a Victorian dress. I think this ghost is a woman.
Has the dress got holes in it?
Yes, it has. Pretty dishevelled looking.
Like big holes?
Yeah, the clothes aren't in the best condition.
Are they rags?
Yes, they're pretty much rags.
I rip off your rags and I chuck them into the fire. Then I take your hand. We're going to go back to Lincolnshire when I was young.
The room spins around and around. You're back when you were a kid.
Okay, we're back in my hometown of Louth, Lincolnshire. It's snowing. I walk up to the window of my house and I look in. I can't believe it. I'm looking at myself as a child. There I am, 10 years old, staring off into the middle distance. Can we get a closer look so I can hear what I'm saying?
Yes, we're only ghosts, so we can actually go through the wall. Kid you won't be able to see us at all.
Okay, we're going. Let's listen to what I'm saying.
When I grow up, I hope I'm not a massive fat slag.
Oh, that's unfortunate. Yeah, that's very, very unfortunate. I don't know what to do about that at all.
There's still time to change.
There really, really isn't. Okay, can we get out of here? That's made me feel a bit shit, I'm not going to lie.
Yes, sure. Do you want to go back to present day?
Yeah, take me back. That's put a real downer on things, that has.
Okay. We teleport back into Scrooge's house in present day.
Okay, I go back to bed and I cry myself to sleep for an hour.
Bing bong! It's time for Christmas present!
Okay, I'm ready for whatever you've got.
Okay, Ghost of Christmas Present is here. He takes you to Bob Cratchit's house, where he is cooking a Christmas meal.
Okay, what else is happening?
Tiny Tin is happy but ill. Tiny Tin will die unless the course of events changes.
What, me being a massive slag? How? I don't know how to change that.
If that's what causes his death, then maybe?
Okay, God, that's worrying. What the hell have I been doing?
I'm not sure.
Okay, I'm so worried and confused. Let's go back to the present.
This is the present. I can take you home.
Yeah, take me home. I'm unnerved by all of this.
Okay, you're back in your home.
Okay, I'm off to bed. No more ghosts for tonight. I'm sick of them. Bunch of assholes.
Bing bong. Christmas ghost number 3. The final one. Ghost of future of Christmas.
I rip your rags off instantly and I throw them into the fire. Just show me whatever horrible thing you're going to show me.
Okay, you take my ghostly hand and we zip into the future. Miss, I don't know if you're going to like this one.
I didn't like any of them.
It's a grave.
Oh God, what am I dead because I'm a slag? That seems a bit backwards.
I don't know why you're dead, but there's time to change. Look, next to your grave, there's something there, something small.
What?
Tiny Tin.
No! No! Tiny Tin! He's dead as well because I'm a slag? God, I should have given us a lot more to go on for the rest of this story. The very dark Christmas carol we have here. But why are we buried next to each other if I caused his death? I can't have done anything that bad. It seems like it's not my fault.
Oh, I forgot to add, people are happy because you're dead.
Great.
Should we go home?
Yeah, let's go home.
You're supposed to vow to change your ways.
I will. I'll no longer be a slag, I guess. I didn't know it was going to go like this.
There's no more ghosts, but you're a changed woman.
Okay, I go back to bed and I wake up in the morning. It's Christmas Day. I run over to the window and I fling it open and scream, I vow never to be a slag again. A small boy below seems unfazed by what I'm shouting. But given Tiny Tin's fate, maybe he should be. No idea. And I say to him, go and get us the biggest turkey that you could possibly buy. And I lob coins at him and I hope he does what I say. I then go round to Bob Cratchit's house and I kick the door down. What does Bob Cratchit say?
Scrooge? You're here for Christmas?
That's right. Is Tiny Tin alive?
Yeah, he's still alive, just very ill.
I pick him up and I spin him around and around and around and around in the air.
Careful.
I keep spinning him and spinning him and spinning him.
He's very ill.
I love this kid. I keep spinning him and spinning him.
Uh-oh.
God, I can't stop. I'm out of control. Merry Christmas, everyone. I want to give a big thanks to everyone who has listened to Poppy Hillstead has entered the chat this year. Tell your mates about it. Thanks to all my patrons. Thanks to Acast and all my guests and Ham Plaza and Jonathan Hearn. Have a merry old Christmas. I'll be back in the new year. Bye.
Gangbang and Bukake. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.